The 15 with Kieran Self and Francois Pandolfo.
Ladies and gentlemen of the company, this is your 15 minute call. You have 15 minutes. Thank you.
Just want to be left. Oh, you're right. Oh, it's an audition. Got another audition tomorrow.
Oh, have you? Well, great. Yeah,
that's anxious. They've just plugged over the sides, you know.
Oh, right.
Sent
they
them
emailed
over.
Them. It's terrible when they do that the night before, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a really last minute one. Really last minute.
You know, I need about a month, really, to sort of.
Do you?
Yeah, just to, you know, you've got to be prepared, haven't you?
Mm.
I mean, last minute, isn't it? A bit last minute.
To be honest, mine come in so thick and fast. Mm. I've just got to open up that part of my mind that is like, yes, in, out, put it in the, you know, the short memory part of my brain.
Right.
Use it, throw it, because otherwise.
What is it? What are you auditioning for?
Oh, it's a crime drama up north, and it's about a missing miner.
A missing miner. Oh, right. Is it a period piece, is it?
Child. Missing child.
Oh, right. Not an actual, you know, down the mines kind of.
No. I mean, I think that's what I can decipher from this small scene.
Right. Okay. Well, it wouldn't be good if you got that wrong, though, would it?
No. Oh, God, no. But really they've literally just sent me like quarter of a side.
A quarter of a side.
And a little brief that says, auditioning for the role of Chris. What else, man? Audition for the role of Chris, a lonely beekeeper who is one of the suspects in the village, says he's 30, bit of a hermit, a craftsman. Yeah, 30s.
30s, all right. I could have. I'll get on to my agent, maybe. I think that one maybe just fell through the net a bit, because I probably.
Oh, I mean, I saw the brief. They were older. They were there's the older farmer.
No, I mean, I could probably, you know, the beekeeper probably might be. How many lines is it?
I think there's probably more, but they've just sent me the one line. It's just the one line.
Just the one line?
Yeah.
So it might just be one scene then.
I mean, yeah, but I think he could be a regular role later.
He might
on.
Come
maybe
back.
It's series two, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
I think it all depends. They probably don't want you knowing, do they? If
well,
because
then
he's guilty
the agent
or not.
Might inflate the price. I mean, certainly that's what happened with me. I think I priced myself out of several roles, you know, after the sitcom. Well, it's great that you got an audition, though. Really good.
So you had to pay. You had to pay to be in it, did you?
No, I didn't have to pay to be in it, but I had to take a pay cut to keep being in it. But you know, it's fine because you know you can't buy that sort of exposure. I mean, you know, literally. I don't know, on a Friday night you'd have maybe up to 2,000 to 3,000 people watching that programme. And that's more than you know. I mean, we'd have to be doing a show like we're doing this show. We'd have to be touring this show 2 to 3 years to sort of hit those numbers. But it just happens in one night. That's the power of telly.
And did they price cut everyone?
No,
just you.
Someone who joined later, they got a pay rise. And I used to be in like 2 to 3 to 4 to maybe even 5 scenes an episode, and then it went down to half a scene. But you know,
did you find yourself going further and on that read through on the table? Were you just getting further and further away? So you were then sat with the.
No, I was always sat really close.
Supporting artists.
To the main people. I'd often have to, well, not sat, I mean, sometimes I had to stand behind them. But that was good because I had better access to the coffee and the biscuits.
You didn't have a lot of reading to do, did you? So you were free to.
Yeah, I could offer thoughts, though. I could offer thoughts.
Run around the room.
Try and feed back, you know, my opinion.
But, you know, I can imagine.
It was good. Yeah. But, you know,
I was
just
wondering,
saying you just got to be careful, you know, pay wise.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that. It's just an audition. I don't want to get too worked up about it. I don't let it penetrate. You know, I don't want to. No, I'm not spending the money already.
Yeah,
it's, you know what I mean? I'm not one of those.
Always
just
best
forget
to
it.
Look on the bleak side. Isn't
yeah.
It?
Yeah. So it means nothing to me. It means nothing to me. Anyway, could you just look at this with me? Is that all right? It'd be really handy. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I've got time.
You ready? Aren't you?
Hang on. What is it? Just here now. This.
It's called Up North.
Up North.
Yeah. So just give you a bit of background. Yeah. It says here, locals find him weird.
So you're Chris.
I'm Chris. Yeah. Must have experience with working with bees.
Is that something you've got on your CV?
No. Be able to cartwheel and be comfortable with nudity.
Mm.
I mean, I've also got capoeira and horse riding on my CV. I can't do either of those things.
Right, okay. Well, it's good to have, you know, something you can just pick up quickly, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Horse yeah, and I mean, it's not going to cast me off being in, you know, the Last Kingdom or Narcos or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's because I can't, you know, do the Spanish dance, fighting dance.
Fighting, yeah. And yeah. It's something you can just pick up. Or probably they just use stunt people anyway. Because most people are just rubbish at that sort of thing, aren't they?
Exactly. I always think it's best just to say, yeah, I can do that.
And are you okay with bees? Because didn't you have, wasn't there like an allergy thing you had, you said you had?
Yeah. Yeah, they used to call me Macaulay as a kid.
Oh, right. From My Girl. So is there... do you think they're going to CGI the bees?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, anyway, I mean, you're just auditioning, aren't you? You're just auditioning.
Yeah,
you
I don't care. Yeah.
Cross those bridges when you come to them. That's what I say. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Gosh, that's... Okay.
It's interesting, so, yeah, scene. Very interesting scene.
Yeah.
Short scene. But,
Shall I... Will you just help me with, that line?
Do you want the cue? Do you want me to give you a bit of time to do some beekeeping? Let's just see you beekeep.
Okay,
you probably have to create that sort of atmosphere in the room of you being with the bees.
Yeah, okay. So I'm with them. Yeah.
Yeah. I could do that. Do you want me to do the noise? Or are they sort of around your face, I guess?
So you can't do the noise and the cue, can you?
You're wearing all the beekeeper stuff, aren't you?
Well, that'll solve the allergy problem, won't it, if they do use real bees.
And you probably won't be able to see much of your face either behind all that.
No, I'm presuming I'd probably take it off in a later scene.
Right, anyway, yeah, so you're working with the bees,
Yeah.
Excuse me, Chris... Peacock? That was the line. Are you going to respond?
Ah, that doesn't really go with the line, does it? I wonder if he probably says there, doesn't he? Because that doesn't correspond. Okay, do it again, and I'll respond.
Okay,
They probably won't mind if I improv.
All right, I might just try an accent or something. Just keep me fresh. So you said it's up north, did you say?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay, excuse me, Chris. Peacock?
I just want to be left alone with my bees.
I need you to answer some questions for us down the... no, maybe that's the wrong accent. I just want you to answer some questions down
that's
police
better.
Station with me. So this is going to be played by a woman, isn't it? Oh, sorry. Is it D-D-I... Julian.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Don't worry about the accent. It's fine. Don't worry about it. We don't need to.
Right. So, excuse me, Chris Peacock. Sorry, I did the accent again. Then. Sorry.
Yeah, you're in the groove. But,
yeah. Oof, let's just shake it off.
Okay. I just need to be fed the line.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Excuse me, Chris Peacock. No, that's not very good either, is it? That's. What would help you?
Just doing nothing. Just say the line.
Just saying the line.
Yeah, I mean, it's normally going to be what, casting director? They
probably
just sit
would
there.
Be a casting director.
It'll probably be quite quite dead. It'll probably be quite monotone.
Okay, so try and
be
do
able
it
to
like
hear
a
it.
Casting director would do it.
Yeah,
okay,
I mean, generally what they sometimes do is just go blah 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 blah, give you the cue word.
Okay.
And I'm used to that. So actually, just say blah 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 blah, and then give me that last word.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Blah, 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 peacock.
I just want to be left alone with my bees.
Blah, 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 station.
I've changed that line a bit, actually. They won't mind, will they?
Well, your line?
Yeah, I think that's probably better, isn't it? I've just reworded that slightly. I just think it's
just
more.
Just say it again.
I just want to be left alone with my bees.
What was the line originally?
I just want to be. Yeah.
And then I'm supposed to interrupt you, am I? Is that?
Yeah, and then you say, take me down
to the station.
Oh, so
it would be better if I just come in a bit sooner so you get that feel. All right, try that again. So, blah, 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 cock.
I just want to be left alone with my bees.
Blah, 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 come down the station.
Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, it's really interesting. I don't know. I think maybe you can do a bit more with your face.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought just like, you know, just do nothing. That's
no,
what they
I
say,
mean, it's always
just
good.
Nothing.
You want to be memorable in an audition, don't you? You don't want to be just one of the sort of bland people who come in. Mm. I always find if you sort of punctuate maybe the beginning or the end of whatever line you've got with a face, that's quite good, like a grimace or like a, you know, you could be shocked. Let's see some shock.
I just want to be left alone with my bees.
Yeah, like, oh! But you know, you don't necessarily, you can create a noise. You don't have to use the first word. Just make a noise first and then say the line. That might be quite interesting.
Yeah, like they've surprised me. They've come up behind my back.
Yeah, well, let's try that. You turn your back on me.
Which is dangerous when you're working with bees.
Indeed, bees could come out. You could lose control of like a honeycomb.
Yeah.
You could have the queen in your hand and you might accidentally squash it. Just think about all those alternatives. I mean, that's what you got to do.
Good. This is really good.
Yeah. Okay.
Cheers,
so,
mate. Thanks for doing this.
So
this means the world.
Do you want to turn your back on me then?
Okay.
And
ladies and gentlemen of the company, this is your 5-minute call. You have 5 minutes. Thank you.
More shot. Let's see a bit more. Ooh.
Okay, go. I'm in it. Hang on.
Yeah. Okay, think bees.
Go.
Blah, 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 cock.
Duh! I just want to be left alone
with
my bees.
Blah, 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 down the station. Yeah, that's better. I think that's stronger. How did that feel?
Yeah, I felt powerful.
Yeah.
Like
I think that's going to work.
Presence.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's good. Thanks, man. Thank
that's
you.
That's all right. Anytime. Happy to... So, what up north, you said?
Up north, it's called,
you
yeah.
Think, well, you know, I might just see if there's any other parts going.
Yeah, you should get on the blower to your agent. I mean, mine's
agent, yeah.
To be honest, mine's like, I put my phone on silent. They don't stop.
Oh,
literally, constantly, like, you know, can you do a Mancunian accent? Can you, will you be willing to skydive for a show? You know, how do you make an apple turnover? Just, it's constant, you know,
Yeah, I've got...
I think it's really busy. It's like it's quite alive at the moment, the industry.
Yeah, isn't it?
Lots of projects going on. You've got all the networks you've got, there's, you know, it's not like it used to be back in your day, because you'd have your break, you know, you'd have one break and you had a chance at, you know, four channels, whereas now it's like, it's just endless. The possibilities are endless, mate, and they're just reeling in for me. I'm like a fisherman with his tackle.
Yeah, fishing.
Fishing
jobs.
Out jobs.
Fishing for jobs.
Yeah. I mean, I bet in your day, disciple. You probably, with your, you know, credits and kudos, you probably pick and choose. I mean, I'm not at a stage where I can pick and choose, but I bet you had projects falling on the doorstep.
I tell you, one Christmas back in, I don't know, 2002, I had to make, there were two jobs I could have done, and I had to choose which one.
Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, it was quite a tricky choice because they were both sort of close to home.
What was it, like an IMAX movie over, you know?
Yeah, it was kind of like a panto or a Christmas show. And when you say Christmas show, sort of under fives. That was when I was on telly every week. Yeah, so it was but tricky, though, because you don't know, what am I going to do? What's going to further my career the best, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, eventually went with the under fives.
Yeah, you've got to be careful with panto, don't you? I mean, I'm not a big fan.
You don't
want
to be labelled, you know, no. Just as that. You know, I wanted to show my range, and that's why, You know, I think Aesop's Fables was much of a, you know, I showed my dexterity a bit more of my range. You know, because that's what you can do with a part when you've got to play multiple animals. And of course, there was a bit of singing in that, rather than just being in the background in the panto. So that was...
Yeah.
But it's good that you're still getting auditions, you know, and while we're doing this show as well. I mean, my agent normally says, well, we'll wait till the show finishes and then we'll think about it.
Because sit on it for a bit, see where we're going to pitch you.
Yeah, see what happens as a result of the show, what the feedback is, so that, you know, when the next project comes along, it's one I really want to do, not one I'm forced to do. So
yeah, nice.
You know, with the child maintenance and everything, sometimes that's quite a consideration. There's a few things I've done, maybe I've just done for the money. Not going to lie to you. A few things I've done that I've done for art. Because even though they're profit share, and you might not make a profit, you just feel a bit more creatively fulfilled. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of art house?
Art house. Yeah, stuff. Mostly, what was that? It was kind of like an immersive art house installation-y thing where I would be, you know, as you go into a theatre and they give you a ticket and stuff and you have to take the ticket and rip it and then you give it back. That's what I was doing.
You were an usher?
Well, I prefer to think of it as more of a sort of an immersive part of all those different shows. You know, I was the first point of contact for all those shows. It wasn't officially recognized like in a program or anything, but that, you know, everybody knew that it was part of the show. And I, you know, sometimes say things to people like D41 or X65, it's on the right, there's no interval. This does contain strong language, stuff like that. So I was really, you know, I was part of the show. But it's good not to be pigeonholed, isn't it?
So did you get to wear an usher's, costume?
I guess you could call it an usher's costume. I mean, it was more...
A uniform.
It was, yeah, blacks. Basic blacks, you know, so as I could be a stage manager, even, you know, part of stage manager I play. And sometimes I'd wear something appropriate to the show I was part of. You know, for like Waiting for Godot, I had a sort of a rakish beret I would wear. And for, you know, any Arthur Miller stuff, but I just cowboy boots.
Okay.
Yeah.
And was that in a different language? You know, what was art house about it? Was it?
Well, it was in an art house.
Was it like the empty space? Was it?
It was sort of like, yeah. It was sort of in an arty place, an art centre, and also, you know, not very well attended or paid.
Wow.
That's definitely cool. Art house.
Yeah.
But, you know, really good for the soul creatively.
Yeah, a couple of people watching. I mean, maybe those couple people were actors. Maybe they're in it. They're swapping and changing.
Campaign to sort of make it happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I find
pissing on stage,
and
you know, that kind
good
of thing.
Is, you know, when you've got like plays that are staged like in a shed, and you can only have an audience of two anyway. They're sometimes the sort of best shows you ever see in your life.
If you get to see them.
If you get to see them, you create demand, don't you? I mean, often...
If you even know they're on.
Yeah. I mean, often with that shed show, although it only took two, then sometimes we would only have one, and I could go in and just sit there and watch it again and again and still play my role within the show of taking the ticket and warning them about loud noises and strobe lighting.
Ladies and gentlemen of the company, this is your Act 1 Beginner's Call. Your Act 1 Beginner's Call. Thank you.
Do you want me to go through anything with you? I mean, you know, if you want some more advice, I can give you some more advice.
Oh, yeah, will you? Could you just, will you go over in the interval with me again? just to make sure they're like in, you know, the lines are in.
Yeah, okay, sure, sure, sure. Although, you know, I will be, I'll probably have to do it in character because, I don't break character as soon as we start. So if you don't mind me doing blah, blah, blah as the pig, then that's okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I can grab a Thierry, actually, that's fine.
No, but I'm happy to do it. I'm happy to do it.
I don't think the pick thing's going to help.
Okay. I just find it, I have to, it's like you can't break the accent, can you, once you start, you know, on when you're filming. It's very difficult, you know, if you come in and out of an accent that you've spent ages trying to perfect. I mean, just look at Tom Hardy.
What is the accent you're trying to achieve with the pig?
It's kind of, I don't know, South African?
Yeah.
I just think it suits his character.
I mean, it sounds a bit Danish, doesn't it? Than
well, they're Afrikaans, you see. That's where they came from, wasn't it?
Was it?
Mm. So I've thought it through.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be helpful, I don't think. Oh, okay. Especially if...
But, you know, I'm here, I'm available for you. I can, you know, if you want me to talk you through, if you're not speaking to your agent all night, then I'm quite happy to have a chat with you about stuff. And if you want me to come with you to the audition tomorrow, I mean, I'm probably free. Should I come? I'll come with you to the audition. I'll talk to my agent and we'll sort of see if they can slot me in around you, maybe. Maybe I could go
yeah,
in before.
I'd rather not.
I can big you up. You know, what with my clout in the industry, I could probably put in a word for you if I go in first, maybe. Could I do that, please? Yeah. Could I come along with you, please? Please, could I come along with you, please?
I need to nip to the toilet
please,
before we go on.
I'll stay out of the way if you want, but please, can I come along and I'll help you. I will help you, please. Please?
So,
please?